is that the court was up against the clock on this one. Even though the 2020 census goes out next year, the forms have to be ready to print by the first week in July. It appears that citizenship question won't be printed by that July deadline.
Fox's David Spunt. This is Fox News.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse gigantic scissors. Whether I'm attending the grand opening of a strip mall, laundromat, or teen center, nothing cuts ribbon more hilariously than gigantic scissors. Just thinking about gigantic scissors makes me laugh. When I'm holding gigantic scissors, I like going up to stupid people and saying, "Oh no, I shrunk." And they'll go, "Oh no, you have shrunk." Then I'll reveal that they're gigantic scissors and laugh at how stupid they are. Now I know what you're thinking. Yes, Morgan, gigantic scissors are funny. But where do I keep them? Duh. With your gigantic paper and gigantic ruler. You're as stupid as a person who thought I shrank. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse gigantic scissors.
We are rolling closer to our afternoon rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is taking a look at your traffic this afternoon. The boulevard is really busy, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any delays at this time, but look out because we're about to see a slowdown on I-85 southbound in the downtown area around the interchange. If you're out on the 31s, just be careful. It looks like you've got a smooth ride home this afternoon. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sunday. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You want something that'll make an immediate difference in your electric bills? And I'm not talking about a small percentage. I'm talking at minimum 30%. Pick up the phone. Call 802-FOAM, F-O-A-M, and talk to our buddy Wade Cannon at MasterFoam. Master Foam is the ultimate insulation. And the simple comparison is this. If you have a Styrofoam cup, you know that it protects your fingers from hot coffee much better than a paper cup does. Same sense, a Styrofoam cup will also keep your ice lasting longer because it is the ultimate insulator. Master Foam can be installed in an existing home, and it will lower your attic temperature from 120 to 30 degrees in the hottest of weather down to 80. When it's that low, your AC unit doesn't have to work as hard. Your electric bills go plunging down. And you also do your AC unit a big favor because it's not going to have to work as hard. It should last longer. So the payback is more than just money. You get an extended life on your AC unit. Same thing in the coldest weather. It keeps the cold out so your furnace doesn't have to work as hard. And these lowered energy costs will make a big difference when those monthly bills come around. If you're in the planning phase of building a home, Master Foam, you should call them immediately and make sure that new home is insulated with this product. Because in those instances where they can do the complete house, you'll save 50% on your energy costs. Again, talk to Wade Cannon, great guy. He can explain more at 802-FOAM or do your online research at masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Central Alabama Crime Stoppers is holding its annual gun buyback program this weekend. You can turn in unwanted guns for a cash reward. Those guns will then be turned over to law enforcement for proper disposal. It's Saturday, June 29th at First Baptist Church, located at 347 Ripley Street in Montgomery, from 10 until 1. A man is in critical condition after shots were fired earlier this morning. Police responded to the 300 block of East Edgemont Avenue around 6:45. This morning. They say they found a man with a life-threatening gunshot wound and he was taken to the hospital to be treated. No arrests have been made. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries had its 16th annual tomato sandwich lunch. The lunch is a way to celebrate Alabama farmers and Alabama produce. On the menu, tomato sandwiches, sweet tea, and ice cream. A new program will be introduced this year called Sweet Grown Alabama. It's a program that will brand Alabama products. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's at least a small chance that you will encounter a shower or thunderstorm before they end later on tonight, but the overnight low temperature will drop to about 73. Tomorrow's going to be another hot day. I think the high temperature is at least around 93. Scattered thunderstorms a little bit more numerous tomorrow. They will be scattered, and still a lot of towns will get missed. But then Saturday and Sunday, thunderstorm coverage increases a bit. There'll be more storms to go around. Not a washout, and the storms will still be random. High temperatures in the low to mid-90s, then hotter weather as we get through that first week of July coming up next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is an institutional ad.
Institutional. Institutional ad.
Featuring lots of different people.
From different walks of life.
Or maybe different ethnic groups.
It could be an advocacy.
Advocacy.
Advocacy ad for a political cause.
Or a company trying to rebuild its tarnished image.
Like BP.
Like BP.
Or GM.
Or maybe a politician trying to rebuild his reputation after an affair.
Or lying about his military service.
It's supposed to fool you into believing no matter what the cause.
No matter what the cause.
That we're all in this together.
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 Together. Together.
But really, it's probably just a load of BS.
Paid for by a front group.
Or by union dues taken from its members,
regardless of their political affiliation.
Or a nonprofit with an acronym that spells something like
CARE or HOPE.
Welcome
they
back.
Nailed
to,
it.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. Joey Clark sitting for Greg Bedell. Folks who don't know, you should know by now. Greg is down in Florida visiting his daughter Janelle.
Goosen.
So Terry and I are having some fun on this Thursday.
Just don't tell Greg.
We've talked a little bit about Bob Lazar, him resurfacing with his story about working at S4 in Area 51. It's a fun topic. I'm just kind of picking up on some of the news today. Apparently Richard Branson ready to put his own life on the line to travel into space.
Wow, he's got the money.
Space tourism is becoming a thing. It's still expensive, but, you know, I wouldn't...
$50 million, that's all.
If I had the opportunity at some point in my life, especially if it becomes cheaper, why not?
Sure.
Be something cool to do.
Yeah, it would.
Even if it is, you know, difficult to even imagine going through something like that. Training you'd have to go through and... The stress, I guess there still is stress on the body. Could you last the trip? All these sorts of things. I'm just seeing this now. It says many brains grown from stem cells.
Brains. Functioning
like,
brains?
Yeah. Researchers grow many brains from stem cells.
Okay. Many is M-A-N-Y or M-I-N-I?
M-I-N-I.
Okay.
Yeah, and apparently they don't, like, think, the scientists are saying, but there's neural processing in a way.
You know, yesterday you mentioned the spark that happens.
Yeah.
That blew me away when I heard you talking about that.
Yeah, that really did capture my imagination.
Yeah, me too.
When anything that's, you know, been in our poetry and our scripture and all this stuff for so long, the prove it scientifically. And what I'm talking about, folks, what Terry's bringing up, is scientists have been able to capture an image of it using what they did is they focused in on zinc that is in the egg, you know, sperm and egg meat, and it's fertilized, it's life.
Ian and Sheehan.
And apparently at the moment of conception, when the sperm and the egg meet, there is an explosion of light. And for several hours after, the egg will glow. And it's based on the chemical interactions with zinc in particular.
That's cool.
And it's just so, so cool. But yeah, this this mini brains thing.
Yeah, it can't work.
They've grown from stem cells, these mini brains. They don't think, but they do show complex neural activity. They're floating, disembodied, conscious brains that issue commands to luckless human minions, maybe a cliche of science fiction, but they are a far cry from the primitive lab-grown cerebral organoids. And I can't believe I'm reading. This is an actual news story.
Organoids.
That real scientists study today. New research suggests that contemporary mini-brains, even if inferior to their fictional counterparts, are still capable of a surprise or two. Ooh. Evidence of dynamic activity in individual and synchronized neurons was seen across a network of cerebral organoids grown from stem cells. Wow.
Yeah, it reminds me of Steve Martin's The Man with Two Brains.
Now, I've run into some of the advancements in stem cell therapy, and it is amazing stuff. I mean, for people with shoulder injuries or knee injuries, you want to regrow cartilage, these sorts of things, get rid of scar tissue. I think this will be the cutting edge, and especially now that you don't have to have the argument over embryonic stem cells anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You can now harvest stem cells from your own body, own adult body, and have them work.
That makes sense, you know?
Yeah. It really does, and the more we tap into the stuff, I do like the idea, though, of also protecting these procedures and this process of harvesting stem cells from the pharmaceutical companies patenting it. Because I think if you're harvesting a medicine or a drug based on your own body's stem cells, it shouldn't be the province alone of some company to completely own it.
That's not something that should be patented and owned.
All right, there's too much of that going on these days.
You better
days.
Believe it.
You know, I believe in private property, but a patent's a little bit different. It's kind of a monopoly privilege for 10 years or something
exactly
like that.
Is.
But there's a lot going on in the news today. I've been so caught up on the debates. Apparently, North Korea just issued new threats against the United States.
That's smart.
Well, that's wonderful, isn't it, folks? Trying to get things done in the Korean Peninsula. They're upset that Mike Pompeo and the State Department released a new report on human trafficking and religious freedom. And obviously, North Korea, the Hermit Kingdom, doesn't rank very high on that list.
No.
And here's what they said today. They ironically call themselves, well, it's just rich. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Here's their statement today. It would be difficult to look forward to the improvement of bilateral relations and denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula as long as American politics are dominated by the policymakers who have an inveterate antagonism towards the DPRK.
North Korea.
If anyone dares to trample over our sovereignty and the right to existence, we will never hesitate to pull a muscle-flexing trigger in order to defend ourselves. You got to love these translations and the statements the North Koreans come up with. Our muscle-flexing trigger.
You don't hear that every day. Thank God.
Well, apparently Trump and his administration are trying to set up another summit between him and Kim Jong-un, but we will see.
I just don't think the North Koreans are sincere with any of this stuff, you know?
No.
Playing games.
I don't think they are as well. And the Pentagon apparently released, we just played the clip of Tulsi Gabbard sparring with Congressman Tim Ryan last night's Democratic debate. The Pentagon has apparently released the IDs of two more soldiers killed in Afghanistan.
What happened to them, IEDs?
Killed on Wednesday. Uruzgan province, 32-year-old Army Master Sergeant Michael B. Riley and 24-year-old Army Sergeant James G. Johnston.
Small arms fire.
Small arms fire, okay. Yeah. Man. Yeah, and it's just amazing. We were talking about this before the top of the hour and how it's still going on. Like, I have friends. I live with a guy who served in both Iraq and Afghanistan.
Does he talk about it much?
He talks about it some. He didn't find himself in the most dangerous parts of the country. He's talked a great deal about being in Kabul when he was an intelligence officer. So he was allowed to be in the local garb, and he'd have a beard, and they get to know a few of the folks there. And
I bet.
He said it's kind of weird in that Kabul, I mean, it's pretty modern. It's got movie theaters and a bunch of entertainment and restaurants and stuff. But then you get outside to other parts of the country, and this is where the Taliban is very strong and dominant. And I don't know. There just has to be, and this is what our politicians and leaders, so-called leaders, have always hesitated to bring up, is what's the end game? What are you actually trying to do there in the graveyard of empires?
You're not going to make them, you're not going to turn them into a democracy. That's not going to happen.
No, not anytime
soon.
You're
not going to make everybody in America. It's not going to happen. Why don't we keep trying?
And we keep making deals with certain devils in order for the sake. What is the goal? Is it for freedom and democracy, liberty for all around the world, liberty and justice for all? Or is it stability and order and commercial stability is maybe one way to look at it?
Money.
Money. And that's where I think what Tulsi Gabbard said was interesting. It's like, who's guarding Al-Qaeda now? Saudi Arabia. And the Trump administration has given a big bear hug to the Saudis.
Can't trust them.
And I will say, in the Arab world in particular, because of that money, I really do believe in arguments once advanced by Milton Friedman, that if you give economic prosperity and more freedom to people, then they will thirst for more civic freedoms. And they'll start to say, don't tell me what to do. Does it always work? No. Does it always work as quickly as we'd like? No. But I think the best asset we have going in changing places like Saudi Arabia or other spots in the Middle East is by being an example in culture. It's kind of the old argument with the Soviet Union, that if you can show people, hey, life's pretty good. It's not always perfect.
And show them a better way.
Yeah, show them a better way. It's, I don't know, I'm a little choked up here, actually, because I'm starting to think about how long my entire life as an adult there's been war in Afghanistan. And it's the war that, you know, Obama runs, I'm against wars of choice and the Iraq war, and then he...
Hypocrite.
The most people die in Afghanistan under Obama's watch and administration. So it's just it's a constant... It troubled me forever, Terry. I told you this off air, where W runs on a humble foreign policy, and then 9/11 happens, and, well, there you go.
Katie barred the door.
And I don't... I'm kind of like in the Gore-Vidal camp. I know we might disagree on this, but I'm in the Vidal camp. I don't think it was an inside job. They're not smart enough to do it. But they certainly used, I'll put it this way, there are people worried about the so-called peace dividend since the end of the Cold War. And that was the old classic argument in the conservative camps, at least, that to fight the Leviathan of the Soviet Union, you need a Leviathan here at home. But then once the Soviet Union comes crashing down, we need a peace dividend. Now, Democrats meant this, more social programs, blah, 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 blah. I would think of it more as just don't tax us as much, don't run up the debt as much, give American people back their money, their hard-earned money. And before 9/11, there were a lot of the neoconservatives, a lot of people that ended up in W's administration, who were saying, we need another Pearl Harbor-like event to galvanize the nation, to make them understand how...
That's exactly what PNAC said.
How dangerous the world is. And, well, 9/11 happens.
That's our new Pearl Harbor.
That's our new Pearl Harbor. And we go about... Pandora's box is open back up. There's no talk, really, of a peace dividend anymore. No. You'll hear people like Tulsi Gabbard or Ron Paul occasionally. But you should notice, and I just read an article on this real quickly, that Tulsi Gabbard, in many ways, was given the Ron Paul treatment last night by NBC. And that you have a two-hour event, and this person gets, 6 minutes to talk.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Well, that shows you what a danger they are, what the truth that they're speaking.
And the only person who was able to break through that barrier and talk about these issues was Donald Trump. And to a degree, Trump plays it both ways.
He does.
So he'll talk about bringing the troops home and, getting what is NATO good for, all this stuff.
But he'll never do it.
But then he's also got this other side of him, if you mess with us, we will completely obliterate you. So he's sort of this madman... Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. In a way, it plays. It works. I think it keeps people on their toes.
Yeah.
But I would like to see things brought home. I really would. Anyway, let's see, before we hit this break, who's on line one. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this?
Is there, you know, I didn't want to go back on the air, but you just brought up something about the space travel that's going to become commercialized. The company I just got a job with has bid on one of the first space shuttles that's going to be for commercial use.
Wow.
To paint it, yeah. We do painting for aircraft, so that is real close. So it's going to be coming up next year. They're going to be painting the first one.
Wow. So, that's awesome. I mean, and...
Sir?
I'm just becoming more and more... I like the idea of space really is the final frontier, and it can grab the ocean as well, but it can grab people's imagination.
Yes.
Whether it's commercial opportunities, whether it's mining, you know, certain materials up in space, or space tourism, or continuing the search for life.
Commerce
is going to be huge. Yes. It really is. But then also this idea, there's a report today, NASA to hunt for life on the Saturn moon.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff going on there.
It's fixing to be sure enough, put your hands on, look at, and see.
Yeah.
Because if it's going to be painted next year, that means they're already in fabrication mode.
Exactly.
Well, and this is the pattern. Artists write about these things, imagine crazy, fantastical worlds and situations.
Dadgummit,
I really do believe life imitates art. You create a type, you create something imaginary, and people will try to make it a reality. It
takes a while.
Look at the flip phones straight off of Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
And remember when they first came out with that push to talk, where they did that...
Yeah. What was it? I can't remember the brand name. It was something with Sprint.
I can't either.
But
we used to use them as contractors. We used those all the time. That was a big thing.
Yeah.
You could get anybody.
Well, my dad worked in construction. He used to have one of those constantly.
Right.
Like a walkie-talkie, essentially, for your cell phone.
You had to have one.
But I appreciate the call, Eric.
Thank you, sirs.
Thank you.
Yeah, the one thing Star Trek got wrong was every time the captain, they would page Captain Kirk, he'd have to walk over to the wall and push a button.
Right.
They got that part wrong, but everything else they nailed a lot.
There's a great Next Generation episode where they go back to that time, and what they do is they use an old episode. It's the one with the fuzzy things, the furry thing.
The Trouble with Tribbles.
Tribbles, yes. Mm-hmm. It's the Tribbles episode, and so they splice the... Next Generation characters or...
into that.
Yeah, or it might be Deep Space Nine, into that episode.
Oh, but that's good.
And they kind of have them interact, and so they, like, walk into the transport, like the elevator thing, and they're like, Deck 5, and it doesn't move. And somebody walks in and puts their hand on the thing, then says Deck 5. It is funny how we've advanced beyond what science fiction thought.
Exactly, in certain aspects.
And then some things, you have to make it happen.
They didn't quite get it.
We're not quite teleporting anywhere yet. I don't want to be the guy that tests that out either.
It's
kind of like, I've had this thought, it's a weird one, don't want to go into detail, but who's doing the trial runs, like the dry runs of these sex robots? I don't want to be the guinea pig.
Yeah,
count me out, man. Count me out.
Ooh.
Oh, you're listening to Happy Hour?
Stop! Yeah.
272-9228. We'll be right back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Traffic brought to you by United Heating Air and Plumbing. United Heating, Air and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have lots of traffic jams out there for you. In fact, we have a couple of accidents. We have one in Prattville in the 1500 block of East Main. That's northbound. There's one lane blocked there at Shady Oak Lane. We also have an accident on Taylor Road at I-85. That's the northbound side of Taylor Road right in front of East Chase, so be careful there. And we have a problem in Prattville. A water main has busted and is running into the road at Northington Street and 10th Street, so be careful there. Otherwise, your traffic is busy this afternoon. Keep an eye on the traffic around you. The interstates are up
at a speed limit right except around the interchange, and we don't see any real problems on the 31s this evening. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
One thing I've learned about people that have done well with money, they've had good advice, and they plan. Now, if you're somebody who has really sort of managed your own money and you're not happy with where you're sitting, or you've got goals in mind that you would like to achieve, reach out for the best help available. That's the team at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Call 387-0094 and schedule a conversation, because that's really what it is. There's no sales pitch in this, nothing menacing or intimidating, just a brilliant brain trust that's devoted 24/7 to not only keeping an eye on the news that affects all of us and all of our money, but to put together plans for you, to help you achieve your goals of a comfortable retirement, making sure you have the money to get your kid through school, or just to have something to fall back on for a rainy day. Start an investment portfolio. Whatever your goals, it's certainly worth the time to sit down with Brant McDonald and that team and talk to them about it. 387-0094. That's 387-0094. McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
So, real quick segment here, but on something that is going to be continuing the narrative. Excuse me, pardon me, folks. But Twitter today, in a blogspot post, said it will start labeling tweets from influential government officials who break its rules against bullying and abusive behavior. I wonder who they're talking about.
Gee, I can't imagine.
Shares of Twitter dropped about 1% on the news and ended the trading day down 1.4%. I can't imagine why. The new rule responds to a common criticism of Twitter while being careful to avoid allegations of political bias.
Well, we can't have that.
Good luck avoiding that. Over the last few years, users have questioned why Twitter does not take down tweets from President Donald Trump that appear to violate its content policies. Oh, good God.
Well, it's like we were talking off air. You know, this is supposed to be capitalism. If you want to see these companies go away, don't spend your money with them. Don't use them.
Yeah.
Find an alternative. Spend your money there. If they don't make money, they got to go away.
Well, and I think Twitter is, I don't know, I think it's overblown.
It's harmless.
If we're going to worry about a big tech company, it should be Google.
Absolutely.
Because they have a lot of control and power with search results and just the influence on society. I think Facebook and Twitter, though, are... I hate to say this, folks, but look in the mirror if you don't like how your experience is going on those platforms.
It kills me, Joey. There are people out there that will put on there, that will post on their Facebook page everything they did that day, where they went, what they ate. And I'm thinking, they don't need to surveil us. You're telling them everything you're doing.
Well, and if what they do, if anything, there is, I think, some built-in political bias based on where, say, Facebook is based out of and Twitter is based out of. But the big thing of what Facebook in particular is doing, it's not political bias isn't their number one concern. They want to keep up with the winds of change and political correctness, of course, to cover their own butts.
Sure.
But I think the number one thing their algorithms do is try to keep you on the site, on Facebook.
Yes.
So this is why when you share, say, a clip that goes to a different website, it doesn't show up in people's feeds. But if you post a photo... or just a short status, more people see it. Because they don't want people clicking on links that make them leave Facebook.
Good point.
And I've seen it firsthand. I used to write for a website called The Anti-Media. It was it's a weird collection of kind of left, like anti-war lefties, libertarians, some populist conservatives. It's a weird group of people. We cover all sorts of stuff. I actually wrote a piece on the Paris Climate Accord for them. I was praising Trump's decision. I had a different angle beyond that. And Anonymous and Zero Hedge picked it up and all this stuff. And it was cool. It actually made a little money off of it. Good. And so I'm like, oh, this is a new revenue stream, an extra one. And a few months later, even though they have a million-something followers on the Anti-Media Facebook page.
They went away?
And yes, they were part of that early purge. And they said the weird thing was a week before Facebook had been working with them, that you're a valued contributor to our ecosystem, and we want to do some tests with you to see how people respond to advertising. And they just get rid of them for no clear reason. And this is where we just have to be aware and also ready to say, okay, maybe the government can't solve this. I don't think the fairness doctrine worked for radio. I don't think the fairness doctrine will work online. And there really is, at the end of the day, true freedom of speech concerns.
Yes, the government doesn't need more power, folks. No. I'm sorry, it doesn't. They can't fix anything.
Right, and I don't want Ted Cruz or Elizabeth Warren trying to tell Facebook or Google or all these companies what's correct and fair and neutral.
Exactly. Who comes up with the rules? That's what we need to be asking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got to hit this break. Be right back, folks. You're listening to Happy Hour.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have lots of traffic jams out there for you. In fact, we have a couple of accidents. We have one in Prattville in the 1500 block of East Main. That's northbound. There's one lane blocked there at Shady Oak Lane. We also have an accident on Taylor Road at I-85. That's the northbound side of Taylor Road right in front of East Chase, so be careful there. And we have a problem in Prattville. A water main has busted and is running into the road at Northington Street and 10th Street, so be careful there. Otherwise, your traffic is busy this afternoon. Keep an eye on the traffic around you. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride except around the interchange, and we don't see any real problems on the 31s this evening. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The hot weather is here, and the good times are right around the corner at Adams Motorsports. My friend Terry Adams, you know him. The much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime has incredible deals from all the major manufacturers of outdoor fun. Now, let's start with jet skis. Kawasaki, the originator of the jet ski, Terry gets an allotment of those every year based on the previous year's sales. And every year, he sells out his allotment. I would not take a chance that there's going to be one there in another month when you want one now. Go see Terry. Get your deal done. Kawasaki and all the manufacturers that they carry at Adams Motorsports put their money behind their product. So the credit standard is friendly and you can get what you want. He can get you on the road or off-road or on the water tomorrow. They turn it around very quickly at Adams Motorsports. So stop by and see Terry and his team. Super low interest rates being offered by Polaris. 3.99% APR with rebates up to $1,500 and more on their amazing product line. 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Get your credit app started. Browse the inventory and some great pre-owned options at adamsmotorsports.com.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
the 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A man is in critical condition after shots were fired earlier this morning. Police responded to the 300 block of East Edgemont Avenue around 6:45 this morning. They say they found a man with a life-threatening gunshot wound and he was taken to the hospital to be treated. No arrests have been made. Central Alabama Crime Stoppers is holding its annual gun buyback program this weekend. You can turn in unwanted guns for a cash reward. Those guns will then be turned over to law enforcement for proper disposal. It's Saturday, June 29th at First Baptist Church, located at 347 Ripley Street in Montgomery, from 10 until 1. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries had its 16th annual Tomato Sandwich Lunch. The lunch is a way to celebrate Alabama farmers and Alabama produce. On the menu, tomato sandwiches, sweet tea, and ice cream. A new program will be introduced this year called Sweet Grown Alabama. It's a program that will brand Alabama products. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's at least a small chance that you will encounter a shower or thunderstorm before they end later on tonight, but the overnight low temperature will drop to about 73. Tomorrow's going to be another hot day. I think the high temperature is at least around 93. Scattered thunderstorms a little bit more numerous tomorrow. They will be scattered, and still a lot of towns will get missed. But then Saturday and Sunday, thunderstorm coverage increases a bit. There'll be more storms to go around. Not a washout, and the storms will still be random. High temperatures in the low to mid-90s, then hotter weather as we get through that first week of July coming up next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, folks, welcome back to Happy Hour, by the way. I still didn't get what I really wanted last night.
What'd you want?
I wanted either Cory Booker to fall flat on his face, or I really wanted somebody to give it to Beto O'Rourke, you know?
He looks to me like a permanent frat boy, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's what he looks like.
Well, and I really wanted one of the moderators, maybe like Lester Holt with a deep anchor voice.
Yeah.
We're trying to find daylight against amongst you people here. Some disagreements. You all seem to agree on everything, so let's find where you disagree. Yeah, I appreciate Lester for doing that, but I wish Lester had taken the time after Beto answered his initial question by not answering the question in Spanish and English.
Yeah, call him out on it.
I wish they had, you know, gone all Billy Madison on Beto and said this.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
I love that.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
That's pretty intense. That's a great movie.
And if anybody tries to cheat, especially with my wife, who is a dirty, dirty tramp, I'm just going to snap.
That's a great movie.
Whatever happened to Adam Sandler?
He outgrew his roles.
Yeah.
He really did. Nobody wants to see an old Adam Sandler doing that kind of stuff
anymore. But he's still got that Netflix money coming in. Apparently, yeah. These new movies he's making, they're just vacations for him and his friends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's having a good time.
Well, it appears there's been a small victory today for Republicans.
Really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi has caved. The House cleared a $4.6 billion emergency aid package to address the humanitarian crisis at the southern border. You know, for months there, they're saying it was completely made up. There's no emergency or crisis.
No, not at all.
It's just in that racist Donald Trump's mind. Cheeto Mussolini. That is actually one of my favorite nicknames. The left's giving him Cheeto Mussolini. It's freaking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a circus.
They're sending the bill to the president for his signature, and this is again after Pelosi bowed to Mitch McConnell. And last night, it was very funny. They didn't mention Trump as much as I thought they would.
Yeah.
But they really got into, like, if you become president, what happens if Mitch McConnell's still running the Senate? And they really just were like, Mitch McConnell.
Taking their angst out on Mitch.
Come to Kentucky and drink some bourbon with me. And, you know, we'll figure this out.
I don't trust any of them.
But, yeah, the reversal's a rare defeat for Pelosi and win for McConnell. A weeks-long contest, game of chicken. And so hopefully, because of the images we are seeing from the border, the situation in general, there aren't enough resources. There aren't enough facilities.
No, but didn't Donald Trump cave to her over delaying this supposed roundup of the illegals for 2 weeks?
Some think it was based on caving to her. I think it was more Trump doing his usual, I'm going to talk tough and make not threats anything. And then give you an off-ramp to maybe figure this out.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. But we'll see where it goes.
Yep.
Because Trump has followed through on a lot of stuff. But
he has. He's done more than any of them have, but not everything he's promised he was going to do, he hasn't done yet. So
but look at this. We have phone calls. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this?
Jason K.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, y'all are asking about Adam Sandler. He's actually on tour. He was in upstate New York last night to do his music.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but you said he was in upstate New York last night.
He's going to be. Yeah, he's on tour doing concerts with his music and comedy tour. When he originally started out, he was playing music, mixing with comedy, and then, you know, and tomorrow night he's in Atlanta.
Very cool.
Wow.
Okay. I did not know that.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my vet ticks thing to work, and I'll put mine right down there and see him.
Well,
that's Mr. Adam Sandler for y'all.
I appreciate the info, man.
Thanks.
All right, buddy.
And let's go to the phones, line two here. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Connie.
Hey, Connie, how are you?
Hey, Miss Connie, how are you, dear?
I'm good. Hope you're better today, Terry.
I'm good as I get these days.
Pelosi caved, and Google Eyes, AOC got online and is throwing a hissy fit.
Poor
old AOC. Nobody likes her.
Bless her heart. She is ranting and raving and making a total, of herself.
I think the word you're looking for is ass.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's kind of not going to say that.
I don't know, Terry. You really don't know. Sometimes I would. So.
Okay. I didn't see that coming.
But as far as the military, I've said for ages that we need to bring the guys home from all over the world. I thought the military was supposed to be set up for defense.
Exactly.
In other words, if we are attacked, then we go. Then we fight them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But not this crap of being the policeman of the world, no. And those people in the Middle East, read your Bible. They've been fighting forever. Okay?
Yep, they're
not
going to
stop.
No,
and always will. So, we don't need to be involved.
This is why. Did you watch the debate last night?
Oh, heavens, no. Are you kidding? God.
Well, then you made the right choice. But this is what you're saying is...
I'd rather put bamboo shoots under my fingernails, okay?
Step on a bungee stick.
No, but that's exactly... What you're saying is the reason why I think Tulsi Gabbard won the internet last night.
Yeah.
She essentially made the same exact point you just made.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and here, I would agree with her on that, but I would disagree, and I'm sure she would disagree with me, because I would put the troops on our borders, north and south.
Amen.
And the fort, and put a stop to this crap. You know, and I felt there are, there's some legitimate people fleeing violence and war, et cetera, but I think the majority of them are not, okay? And I'm for immigration if you come in the right way, but not for illegal immigration.
I agree with you 100%.
And I'm sorry, it's heartbreaking. They're showing that picture of that daddy and that little 2-year-old.
I got two
little granddaughters that age. Yeah. Yes, it's heartbreaking. God, it's upsetting. But you know what? Daddy made that choice.
Yeah.
Daddy made that choice. And the Democrats, in allowing and asking these people to come in and pushing them to come in, they made that choice.
True.
Not Trump.
That's true.
And not those of us who want to close the border. If you close the border, you won't have that happening.
That's right.
I mean, not to any great extent. There's always going to be some, but... But it just, it's heartbreaking, but Daddy made that choice. And these children are being used as pawns.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Now, they claim, they're for the children, they're for the children. Well, they won't even provide them beds. Hello?
Yeah.
I mean, they can talk the good talk, but let's see them walk the walk.
Why don't
they go down there and take beds and food and toothbrushes?
Well, and I think this is why Pelosi had to bow down McConnell and Trump, is that, look, here, we're ready to spend the money to make the situation better at the border. And you're going to use it as political leverage? No, we need to do this now. Y'all denied this crisis for months now, and now you want to use it against me, speaking as the president.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's get something done now.
Neither side wants to do anything because they're using these people as pawns.
Absolutely.
Well, Connie, I got to run, but I appreciate the call.
Okay, all right. I'll be listening, Terry.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm
her biggest fan.
Yeah. She's great.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Well, here, let's hit this break. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Montgomery Skywatch with a couple of accidents for you that could impact your travel home this afternoon. We have an accident at Taylor Road and I-85 on the northbound side of Taylor Road. And we have a new accident on 231 North at the Southern Boulevard. It's involving a car and an 18-wheeler, so that's going to tie traffic up there for quite a while. The interstates are moving along at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems there. If you're headed home on the 31s, you got a smooth ride to the house. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sunday. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's my policy to never suggest you spend money where I haven't spent my own. And that's why I'm a proud 3-time purchaser at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. And suggest the next time you have need for an extra vehicle or you have a new driver in the family, you start your shopping with Tip Tames and that incredible team they've got at Jack Ingram. First of all, it's not going to be like your typical or what you perceive to be your typical used car shopping experience. The utmost in professionalism. They have a great inventory of all types of vehicles. In fact, I bought basically what was a brand new Rogue, but it was a signature used car with only 2,000 miles on it. I was able to get the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper mileage. And you know what else I did? I lowered my payment by $130 a month. I'll tell you, that is a great team of people there, and we are not once, but twice, but 3 times very happy with the deals we got at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass, but you can browse online because they're proud of those cars. They've all got good vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies. And you can shop with confidence because the Ingram team of mechanics has carefully vetted the quality of the engine in every single vehicle. JackIngram.com or stop by and see Tip and his team. The Budells have done it 3 times, and we will be back.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health
and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy. After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Udell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
That's pretty much a summation of what a lot of the Democrats said, but our pets' heads are falling off, if I'm going to be clearly like the Democrats, because of the big corporations.
Ooh, those big corporations.
Those people with all that power and all that money.
Money.
And what we're going to do to stop these monopolists and these big corporations.
Take their money.
Is use the monopoly of the federal government to take that money.
You better believe it.
It's not that the money's bad, it's just in the wrong hands.
Exactly. We need that money. We got to have that money.
And here, real quick, for folks who didn't listen, and take your medicine, ladies and gentlemen, take your medicine. Here's what the Democrats think are the biggest threat to the United States facing us. This is what the speed round near the end of the debate.
Down the line here, finish up foreign policy. It's a simple question. What is the biggest threat to who is the geopolitical threat to the United States? Just give me one word to answer, Congressman Delaney.
Could you repeat the question?
Greatest geopolitical threat to the United States right now, Congressman Delaney?
Well, the biggest geopolitical challenge is China, but the biggest geopolitical threat remains nuclear weapons.
Okay.
Right? So those are different questions.
Totally get it. Go ahead, Governor Inslee.
The biggest threat to the security of the United States is Donald Trump, and there's no question. Okay.
Congresswoman Gabbard.
The greatest
geopolitical threat.
The greatest threat that we face is the fact that we are at a greater risk of nuclear war today than ever before in history.
Senator,
economic threat, China, but our major threat right now is what's going on in the Mideast with Iran. If we don't get
slimmer than what we've been going here. One or two words.
Our existential threat is climate change. We have to confront it with that.
Senator,
climate change.
Okay, Corey.
China and climate change.
Congressman Ryan.
China, without a question. They're wiping us around the world economically.
Yeah, wiping us.
And Mr. Mayor.
Russia, because they're trying to undermine our democracy, and they've been doing a pretty damn good job of it. We need to stop them.
Yeah, that Donald Trump. Go drop another groundhog, you freakishly tall.
Thanks to Tony Field.
Oh, my God.
Climate change.
And de Blasio definitely lost me from his first day he became mayor. He started to worry about the horse-drawn carriages in New York because of the horses having to pull the carriages.
Oh, because they defecate in the street?
Well, they're doing that. It's not even the defecation. It was the horses strained.
Oh, poor horses. Poor little horses.
Good God. Here, I think we're pretty much out of time. Terry, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for the invite. I really, really enjoyed it.
Folks, definitely check out the new Bob Lazar documentary. It's on Netflix. You just type in Bob Lazar on Netflix. It should come right up. At least Bob Lazar, Flying Saucers, mm-hmm. and UFOs.
That's it.
Really good stuff. Or check out the Joe Rogan interview with Bob Lazar. It's definitely worth your time. Thank you all for listening.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Montgomery Skywatch with a couple of accidents for you that could impact your travel home this afternoon. We have an accident at Taylor Road and I-85 on the northbound side of Taylor Road. And we have a new accident on 231 North at the Southern Boulevard. It's involving a car and an 18-wheeler, so that's going to tie traffic up there for quite a while. The interstates are moving along at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems there. If you're headed home on the 31s, you got a smooth ride to the house. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sunday. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's here, my mystery date.
Hello, this is Joey Clark.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date?
Joey.
Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
How do you feel about full frontal nudity?
Or a dud? Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Would you like me to bend
over? Joey, that's disgusting.
I'm Joey. I'm disgusting. I make low-budget adult film.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1.